This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. Musicians these days don't have to depend on their labels or critics to categorize the music they make. They can do it themselves when they upload their songs to iTunes or SoundCloud. The musician who's going by the name Al Specs invented a new genre for herself, doom soul slash gothic gospel. It started out as a joke, but it stuck, and it's not really inaccurate. The band she's put together to play her music is called Cold Specs. They're in New York to start their North American tour. She and two of her musicians are here with me now. Al Specs, welcome to Studio 360.
Hello.
So I have a lot to ask you about, but will you start us off with the song, Send Your Youth?
Yeah.
Great.
Said, oh, hi, hi, will you make my bed? Oh, my Lord, will you take my claim? This February child, I was made for the spring.
That was Cold Specs, singer-songwriter Al Specs on vocals, with Tom Green on piano and Chris Cundy on sax, performing Send Your Youth off their new album, I Predict a Graceful Expulsion. So as I've been listening to this music, I hear, along with soul and gospel, a distinct folk piece as well. Yeah?
Yeah. I started out really when I was in university, when I first really got into music, I was really listening to a lot of folk, like the American Anthology of Folk Music and Alan Lomax recordings and to newer stuff like Bill Callahan and Will Oldham. A lot of that definitely seeped into my songwriting, I think.
Was it old Alan Lomax recordings that got you interested in the music of the American South and gospel and that kind of thing?
I think so. I didn't really ever listen to gospel music, but I was listening to a lot of soul singers who definitely were heavily influenced by gospel music, and I guess it's just a sort of cycle where that seeped into their music, and it naturally seeped into mine as well. It wasn't until afterwards that I went back and listened to people like Mahalia Jackson.
Given that influence and given the spiritual, existential quality of a lot of your lyrics, did you grow up going to church?
Nope.
No?
Not a Christian. My family's not even a Christian family. Just we're Muslims. My family are from Mogadishu.
Aha. Uh-huh. So you're a Somali-Canadian, I guess?
Yeah.
Would be the hyphenate that
yeah.
you would go by? You've said in the past that when you were writing these songs, you could barely play the guitar. It must have been scary to go into a studio with all professional musicians and here I'm on the guitar.
It was really, at first, it was this incredibly daunting experience. I didn't know the people who were playing on the record very well. I didn't know my songs very well. There were a lot of unknowns.
You could have failed in so many ways.
I could have. Luckily, I didn't.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
Oh, so well now you're fully an adult. You began writing music when you were a teenager?
Sort of. In high school, I was attempting to write songs, just morbid, emo, teenage nonsense.
That's what teenagers do. Can we hear another one? Not teenage, emo,
yeah,
nonsense?
Yeah, just an adult, emo nonsense. Elephant Head?
Great.
Stillborn thoughts to cradle and hold with my mother's hands, I'll place them on my chest and hope for these empty winds to breathe. No, I won't rest when the houses turn shame. Call out to these waters, yes, you great lakes. Do I bury them with names? You cut me open just to see what's within. Clean up these organs, wrap your words with my skin. Yes, I'm just looking for a transplant lover with infinite regrets. Someone will dance around matters and sing of caskets. What do you say? Now what do you say? It's a strange year. It appears that I am stuck, but I predict a graceful expulsion. I predict a graceful expulsion. City, keep me warm this this fall, it's been a heavy year. Bathurst, Bedina, St. George and Bay. Am I to condemn the hands of darkness? Now tell it to the quiet fire of my blood. Tell it to the eager fever of my heart. Ooh, yeah.
That is the band Cold Specs, Al Specs, Tom Green, and Chris Cundy performing Elephant Head from their album, kind of the title track of I Predict a Graceful Expulsion, their latest record. You talk a lot in the lyrics on this record about Toronto, where you grew up, name particular streets and lakes and landmarks. But now you've moved to London, not London, Ontario, but the English one. Is that going from Canada back to...
Are you Canadian?
What?
Are you Canadian?
I am not Canadian.
Oh,
I'm Nebraskan. So is as close to Canada as America gets in a certain way. But no, I'm not Canadian. But I'm interested in Canadians and Canada. Is that the reference of Graceful Expulsion, your self-deportation back to the old country?
The word expulsion represents a lot of things. Moving is probably one of them, but it's also just letting go of a lot of things. You know, people, faith in things, faith in love, faith in a higher power.
Uh-huh. And Al Specs, the pseudonym. Why did you decide to perform with a pseudonym rather than your lovely actual name?
I just wasn't comfortable with having my name out there. I think the artist is a separate individual from the person, and the record is really sad at times and really morbid, and I didn't want that attached to my name. And I just thought, you know, the record was written about a certain time in my life, and that's not really representative of who I am now, and I'd rather leave my name out of it.
Keep a boundary between who you really
exactly.
are.
It wasn't until I sort of embraced the Al Specs persona on stage that I was able to play these songs.
And I take it the real you isn't so crazy about playing shows?
The real me, if she had her way, would want to be Jan Deck.
You mean be a nobody in Nowheresville that may not exist?
Just make a bunch of records and put them online, but...
This is the business you have chosen.
Yeah, this is a bit, and I'm going to grow up and suck it up and just play shows and attempt to sell records.
Excellent. Al Specs, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me and talking with me.
Could you play us out with a song?
Sure. This last song is Blank Maps.
Don't you wait on me, I'll shoot you down. Keep your eyes closed, ear to the ground. Pick up words I can bear to speak. Head for the heart, does it break? Words may fall, the body remains, and every map is blank. When my words head for the cracks, we have mine back. We children, darling, let it out. When my words head for the cracks, will you have my back? We were good children, darling, let it out. Children, darling, let it out. We were good children.